Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, November 16th, 2012. This is your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about movies and stuff. Last week at the box office, the number one movie was Skyfall, the new James Bond movie with $88.4 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot more money than I make. I'd like to make that much money. That would be really cool. Wreck-It Ralph was number two with $33 million. Flight, number three with $14.8 million. Argo, number four, $6.6 million. And Taken 2 rounded out the top five with $4 million. Not in the top five, but a movie that I went and saw, The Man with the Iron Fists, which was totally cool. Check it out, won't you? New this week, Twilight 4, Lincoln, Anna Karenina, Silver Linings Playbook, and other limited releases you'll never hear of. Plus, Oscar bait. Obviously, Twilight 4 is going to go for Best Picture. No way Lincoln or Anna Karenina is going to do anything. We know what the Academy likes. It's vampires. In the news, the Star Trek sequel, Star Trek Into Darkness, will have 9 minutes of it shown before The Hobbit in IMAX in December. Ex-Disney CEO Michael Eisner is now getting a gig at Universal, for whatever that is worth. Morgan Spurlock is directing a 3D One Direction movie. That's happening. I am reading the new Godzilla movie will be starting filming in March. The band NXS broke up, which means, I guess, NXS was still together. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Not only do we have a lot of sales, we're starting new ones Monday. Pre-Black Friday sales start on Monday at sale.entertainmentearth.com. But today at sale.entertainmentearth.com, or possibly not, because I don't know when you're listening to this, we have five offers. These offers include the Lego sale. Buy any Lego in-stock sale. Get a second for 25% off. Christmas decor sale. T-shirt sale, Twilight sale, buy one Twilight item that's in stock, get a second at half price. Five, we have free shipping on absolutely everything. Spend $99 on in-stock products and they will ship free. In the U.S., some restrictions apply. You can't beat that. And we're showing new Biff Bang Pow items every day at bf.entertainmentearth.com. You can see new releases like $6 Million Man figures and Cylon Monitor Mates that you have not seen before. Anyway, let's make a transition to toys and I'll continue that part. So, bf.entertainmentearth.com, every day, new products, things for 2013, including Doctor Who glassware, $6 Million Man action figures, Battlestar Galactica, Monitor Mates, and more. Pictures are up, or art if it's not far enough along, or we don't have an approved image yet. You can see them right now. There's more stuff, and I don't even know what's going up every day, but I'm seeing new stuff all the time, and it's looking good. So, if you have nothing else to do at work, and let's face it, who's working this time of year? This is the time of year you sit at work and you go, I wish I was at the movies. But instead of saying you wish you did the movies, you can go to bf.entertainmentearth.com and see new toys from movies. It's a good transition. We also added, in the news, I was reading a new company in Japan whose name I didn't get is now making 3D photo booths. Basically, you go in, you pay $250, and they print out a 3D full-color statue of you and what you're wearing. Full body. It's amazing. I mean, I can't imagine why they don't already have these set up for convention cosplayers and at Comic-Con and all that, but it's got to be coming eventually. We also added a bunch of new Hot Wheels Elite diecast product. This is the really nice high-end stuff. Not the dollar stuff. This is the $200 stuff, the $60 stuff. We added Herbie the Love Bug cars for Herbie fans. There's not a lot of Herbie stuff that I've seen lately, so you can get a $60 or $160 model. We don't have photography yet, but pre-orders are open, and you'll probably want to go ahead and check out Hot Wheels Elite. There's also a Dark Knight Rises camo bat tumbler and some other goodies from various other films. It's exciting stuff. And that's what we have for this week, so thank you for listening. Do keep in mind, we've got a lot of special offers, but I also want to point out that this time of year, we're pretty good on some items. We've got a good amount of inventory. Some items, not so much. So when you see a really good deal, and you're going to see some really good deals next week. I was handling the sale stuff over the last couple of days, going through the product list, and I can tell you there are some cheap items as low as a dollar that were not anywhere near a dollar when we started. So our prices really are insane on some of these. So stay tuned for that. And I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Keep following us on Twitter at EntEarth. You can also follow Biff Bang Pow at Biff Bang Pow for their new updates, because there's new ones often lately. It's worth checking out. You can find us on Facebook, and I don't think we're on MySpace anymore, but that's about that. So thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please tell a friend. If you can't stand the podcast, please tell me. I need a reason to cry. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.